It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1469. The freedom of being fit. And Stop Exercising, Start Training. Why It's Important. Both by Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. Now, I usually read you just one blog each day, but occasionally, when the article is a bit on the shorter side, I read you two. You've come to expect that, you know, I'll provide you with at least 8 minutes of content, and so sometimes I have to read you two blogs to make sure I deliver on that promise. And that's the case today. So with that, let's get right to our two posts as we optimize your life. The Freedom of Being Fit by Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. In the pursuit of a better body or improved health, we're all after the same thing. Whether you're a mother of two, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, we can recognize the ultimate benefit of achieving better health: more energy. More energy means more freedom to do what it is you want, when you want, and where you want. Unfortunately, physical and mental health are fragile. We may make decisions every day that lead us away from good health, whether it be the food we put in our mouths or the physical stress we endure. As we age, these issues could become larger and possibly more life-threatening. Both sides of my family have a history of Alzheimer's disease. In each case, the disease became increasingly progressive when physical mobility was lost. Physical exercise and the freedom to move are stimuli for the brain. If you like to go for a run or hit the gym to quote-unquote clear your mind, this already makes sense to you, and a sedentary lifestyle can lead to inactivity in the brain. Fortunately, you can do something to address it. Everyone has a different reason for why they train, like get stronger or lose weight and so on. Few people realize this reason is everything to achieving success in creating sustainable health habits. When the going gets tough, you'll need a why to fall back on. U.S. Navy SEAL Commander Jocko Willink once said, quote, "Don't count on motivation, count on discipline," end quote. There will be days you won't want to get up early. Some days you'll make an excuse to skip your workout. It's days like these you need a why. Why do I train? My operating model is quite simple. Be ready for any challenge at any time. I weave in elements of functional training, yoga, gymnastics, jiu-jitsu, climbing, running, swimming, and biking to my everyday routine, and enjoy any sport that gives me a sense of thrill, especially the downhill ones aided by gravity: snowboarding, surfing, golf, mountain biking, hiking, wakeboarding, and so on. Ask me to run a 5K? Great, I'm in. Want to go surfing in the morning, play golf in the afternoon, and snowboard in the early evening? Definitely. Any adventure at any time. I make it a point to practice exercise tourism. Anytime I'm in a new destination, I go for a tour by going for a run or a bike ride. This is great to do in your own city as well. Chicago, for example, has no shortage of great stops along the lake and throughout the city. Cities are giant playgrounds, and I'm bringing back recess for adults. Now, this all sounds well and good, but why? If we're being honest, I'd like to live to be 150 years old. I train so I can whoop my grandson's in a triathlon. I train so I can carry all the groceries in from the car in one trip. I train so I never have to miss out on a fun trip somewhere around the world with my friends. I train and eat so I can do backflips at the age of 100. I train so my name never becomes irrelevant to the word athlete. But most importantly, I train so that I function at 100% capacity. If my energy meter is full, it means I can give 100% of myself to the world. Nobody gets shortchanged. Health is my passion and my purpose. I train so I can help someone in need, so I can help others become the healthiest version of themselves. Be proactive about increasing your freedom. It's never too late to start. This is your vitality we're talking about. It's what makes you and keeps you alive. Ultimately, we must show gratitude for our health. No matter your physical or mental limitations, improvement is always an option, and growth is a necessity. Health is a gift which cannot be taken for granted. To use the flight attendant saying, put your oxygen mask on first, then use your gift to help those in greater need than yourself. Be a source of inspiration and motivation for others when their discipline wavers. Be free. Be fit. Live better. Have the best day ever, every single day. Stop exercising, start training. Why It's Important by Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. I would be super happy to never have to hear, I just want to get toned, ever again. Why? Because it lacks specificity of any kind. The term toned is really an increase in muscle mass with a decrease in body fat. Training implies an intention. It's specific, measurable, actionable. You know, it's smart. Training allows you to improve on something and work towards something, whether that be a professional athlete training for the Olympics or the couch to 5K athlete running their first race at age 50. Training is sustainable. It's useful for life, whether you like to golf or take long walks on the beach. Your mobility, that is your ability to move around restriction-free, is everything to your long-term health, both physically and mentally. Exercising, on the other hand, is mindless. It brings to mind someone on the elliptical, wearing sandals, at a resistance level of 3 and watching their iPad. You have to ask, what's the point? If your primary complaint is that you don't have enough time to work out, let's actually change that verbiage to train right now, be more efficient and train for something. Have a plan. Try signing up for a race like a local 5K or something more serious like a triathlon or Tough Mudder. Make it fun and train with a buddy. One of the first things I explain to a client is the progression of becoming fit. First, you gain more energy. Then your mental state gets a wonderful boost. You'll start saying things like, I feel much happier. Then the results start to pour in. What was once an obligation is now a necessity. When you feel better on the days you work out, as opposed to the days you skip, you're hooked. The snowball effect of inertia starts to work. What's in motion tends to stay in motion. Your travels become a little more active. You spend weekends enjoying the outdoors rather than lying in bed, and the food you eat becomes fuel for living life at full tilt, rather than a governor on your energy levels. I love watching this transition. We're all athletes, but somewhere along the way, we sometimes get trapped inside our desk-ridden bodies, aching to get out and play like a kid again. Why do I train, you ask? I train for physical readiness. I never want to be bad at something, and I never want to get left behind. In fact, I'd rather excel at everything. Any challenge, at any time, I want to be ready. My goal is to be the best at being good at everything. I'd like to pivot from a triathlon right into golf season, straight into snowboard season. If there was a decathlon in mountain biking, surfing, yoga, rock climbing, golf, high-intensity interval training, snowboarding, gymnastics, running, and swimming, I'd like to win that. I spend time in the gym so I can prepare my body for the demands of adventure. I don't spend time in the gym to, quote-unquote, get toned. The toning comes in due time, after the hard work in the gym and in the kitchen. Nike got it perfectly right. Stop exercising. Start training. You just listened to the posts titled, The Freedom of Being Fit, and Stop Exercising, Start Training, Why It's Important, both by Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, did you notice Jason's theme in both articles? It was all about finding your why. Meaning, what's the deeper reason behind why you take care of your body? Losing weight and looking better are superficial reasons for following a healthy lifestyle. Think of it this way. What happens when a person doesn't lose the weight? Or what happens if they don't achieve the body they've always wanted? Well, this often leads to frustration and possibly quitting altogether. See, I knew I'd never lose all that weight. See, I knew I could never look like so-and-so. But if we have a deeper reason, a more meaningful why for our healthy lifestyle, it makes it easier to be persistent, especially when things don't go exactly as planned. If we think about a healthy lifestyle as something we do so that we can, say, walk our grandchildren down the aisle at their weddings, or be a role model to our family and friends, then a little setback, like a weight loss plateau, won't take the fight out of you. Your more meaningful purpose, your why, your deeper why, will keep you going. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for the usual Friday Q&A, so I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.